And I'm really feeling the call for all of us just to take a moment now and connect with the energy of Gaia. Gaia is a partner with us. She's like this beautiful, nurturing, loving partner that gives and shares her resources with us. And the reason we can breathe oxygen is because of Gaia. And as we breathe out, we also share life with Gaia. So we invite you now to close your eyes and focus your awareness on the energy of your feet. Be aware that there is a connection between you, your physical body, the energy of your soul, as it walks upon the earth, as it breathes the air. Gaia knows you by your name personally. And she is in support of you. And there is an alliance you share. The invitation is to have the intent to see and recognize this connection. And so now we ask Gaia, please see our intent, where we wish to encourage and strengthen the relationship we have. We honor you, dear Gaia, Mother Earth, giver of life, sustenance and nourishment to our physical bodies. We have an offering to give you this moment. We offer you our love, our gratitude, our appreciation for the collaboration that we share together. Dear Gaia, you are part of the shift in the greatest evolution of human consciousness. And we visualize a bright future ahead for all of humanity with Gaia. Thank you, Gaia, for being here. Thank you, Gaia, for loving us. Let us now invite Kryon to come forward with another message.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. I'd like to talk about the tipping point. And some of you may say, what does that refer to? Are you talking about perhaps the economy that so many of us are experiencing in the world? Or are you talking perhaps about government? I'm talking about the tipping point of something far grander and greater, and that is human consciousness. Let me explain. For a very long time, hundreds of years really, there has been an attribute of what happens when young people start to grow up, when they become young adults. They often have different ways of doing things, and they want to be different. They want to have a thing to say that is different, and they want to do quite obviously different things, perhaps in college. And they'll have organizations in college together that say, let's change the world. This is wrong, or whatever it is that is opposed to the system at the time. This is not new. If you go back even in Europe, in the 20s, in certain cities there, in Western Europe especially, politicians, they moved away from the colleges because they knew that there would be trouble there because the young people objected to just about everything. They didn't want the government that was there. They didn't want anything that was there, and they had their own ways of doing things. This was in the 20s. Great things often come from the areas where higher education is all over the world. That's where the scientists are. That's where the musicians are. Even some politicians come from there. But almost uniformly, there is always some kind of a movement within the young people. But what normally happens is nothing. They grow up, they become part of an existing system in a society that continues to be the same. And eventually, they graduate, they move into the families, they have children, and then they are absorbed into the system that they objected to. My partner, as he sits here, was part of the 60s. The revolution there was obvious. There was so much protest about what the government was doing in the wars. There were festivals that were different from any other time, a breakthrough, where the young people would say, it's time to drop out of society, not even be part of it, and push to something better. Nothing really truly happened with that. Even some of the ones who were the most vocal, the leaders of those kinds of movements back then, they fit in. Some of them even becoming stockbrokers in the very systems that they objected to and could do nothing about. So what you've seen is a pattern of very old energy that pushes back to a degree that no matter what the young people of the age do, or what they see, or what happens, it never tips the consciousness or really even changes the systems that much. The systems, the ones that really need to be worked with. You may be surprised. One of them is banking, the way banks make their money, the way they work with the public, schooling, government itself. It simply doesn't change. You might say that the system and the stems of the system, the kinds of things that are the parts, systemic parts of a system, remain the same. And in that, even the generations that are the most vocal in the old energy really don't make that much trouble. And then they fit in. Now, I'm not talking about the revolutions that happen in countries where most of the public sees something and objects to it and then changes. I'm talking about the influence of the very young, the ones who are just adults, in their 20s, in those first years, in the education, when they get together and decide things are dysfunctional. Where would the tipping point be, you might say, where something would happen and the result would be that the ideas of millions of young people would then start to change a system? That would be the tipping point, where it would be so much energy, you might say, in new kinds of thinking, that it becomes one thing that starts to create new systems around the old ones, to infiltrate with new ideas so that the old ideas are obsolete and seen as obsolete, seen actually as dysfunctional. That is, dear ones, what is going to happen and what is happening right now. This planet, as we have said over and over, is going through a major shift, and the shift is in consciousness. And for those who have never heard me say these things before, you may roll your eyes and say, yeah, sure, when I tell you that light is actually winning, and all that you are seeing on your news is the old energy, in its worst case scenarios, doing the same things it always did. And so you're really not seeing what's under the hood, or in some countries, under the bonnet, as they say, because there is so much going on that you are not being actually informed about. We speak and have spoken of the indigos. Now, this is simply a phrase that says that there is a new consciousness of human being that started some time ago, more than a generation, but the majority of the ones being born into this planet happened approximately a generation ago when they were coming in on a regular basis, and there were a lot of them. And you got to see how they changed the families they were in, or what they faced when they came up against dysfunction. And you got to see the reaction. And those are the ones, now that they're grown, and it is over 25 years later, that are starting to make differences with tools that were never there before. The tools that were never there before is mass media. Social mass media, where one young person can talk to millions. If any young person is interested in hearing something, they can get it. And they can get it right where they are, no matter where they are. And they can get it on their smartphones. Some even can get it on their watches. This is a new kind of communication. And it's the kind of communication that is very attractive and understood by the young. And the result of that, dear ones, is going to be the tipping point. For the first time in human history, you might say, where the youngsters are going to make a difference and going to start changing the actual systems. I want you to imagine for a moment some of these young people who have now grown up. Not only are they getting others interested in a new thing called integrity, honesty, kindness, and compassion, and maybe even some spiritual information. But most of them are talking about what it is that they're here for. That's an unusual subject for a young person. Usually it's a rebellion against something that is there, and instead they're asking the main questions. Why are you here? Why do we treat each other like we do? What's next? What can we do? Can you imagine starting another kind of a banking system that had compassion? And what would happen then with the ones that didn't? You would say, well, they're too big to challenge. No, they're not. You would say, well, the way we do government right now, it's been around too long. You can't change it. Yes, you can. You don't have to pull it down, dear ones. You simply put compassion into it. And those who elect the leaders do the rest. This is what we're talking about. You are seeing the beginning of a tipping point. And I want you to watch for this. New ways of doing things that never changed before. Then you'll know that this channel has meaning. You might even say it's prophetic, but it isn't. The snowball is rolling down the hill because it's already starting to make itself known and seen on this planet. The indigos are here. They're going to make a difference. And they're going to make a difference by changing the systems that you always thought could never change or would never change. A generation from now, maybe too long for most of you to wait. I would love you to see some of the things that they've done. A more compassionate system within all things that you're part of. It's coming, dear ones. Expect it. This is the tipping point. And so it is.